You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Art is never finished, only abandoned. Some say that quote came from Leonardo da Vinci. Others say Pablo Picasso. But no matter who said it, it raises an interesting point. What happens after artists leave their work? Who takes care of it? A few weeks ago, Western Michigan University alum Ricardo de Souza Costa was finishing up repairs on a sculpture called The Thunderer, which sits behind the Dalton Center on Western's campus. The sculpture, by Brooklyn artist David Henderson, looks kind of like an exaggerated blue apple core, leaning dangerously to one side. The shape of the sculpture is actually meant to imitate the inside of a torus, a kind of geometric donut.
It seems sort of impossible considering it goes from about an 8-foot diameter on the bottom to a 3-inch diameter in the center and plumes out to a 10-foot diameter on the top.
But De Souza Costa says the sculpture didn't fall over. It broke as a result of the harsh winter we had this year.
Negative 40 degrees or whatever it was. I think that coupled with all the snow that was on top and no weephole, water kind of collected in the top. There's a bulkhead there. Water collected there over time and with no weephole, there's no escape, so it just got heavier and heavier, and I think I emptied something around 220 pounds of water from the surface, from the top there.
De Souza Costa says with no way for water and dirt to escape, he ended up emptying about 220 pounds of gunk from the top of the sculpture. The problem was David Henderson lives about 700 miles away. De Souza Costa says he had to remain in constant contact with Henderson, calling him over the phone and sending him photo updates to make sure the job was done right.
I mean, when you work on your own work, there's a special thing about it. You know, it's your story. But when you work on somebody else's work, when you work on some artist who's got a vision themselves, you really have to learn, you know, the problem-solving skills, to be adaptive, to listen well. Because you have to put your own ego aside.
The sculpture naturally bends and sways in the wind. So De Souza Costa added some structure on the inside of the sculpture and then pieced it back together. When I talked to him, he only had a few more weeks to get it finished before Henderson was to visit Kalamazoo.
I'm terrified when he comes to see it because if it doesn't live up to the quality he's looking for, I would feel so bad. Because I feel like, you know, you really are entrusted. Being an artist, I know what that's like. It is so hard to kind of let somebody else touch your things.
Fortunately, Henderson says he's pretty happy with it.
It looks great. They did a great job.
Henderson says these things happen. Art falls apart just like anything else. He says there are also benefits and drawbacks to being what he calls a lightweight fanatic. Henderson says the top piece of the Thunderer only weighs about 100 pounds.
You see a large volume, you just automatically think it must be really heavy. And so you can sort of make something that looks like what it does, this one does, with a very thin support. And it's actually quite strong. It's not precarious at all, but it looks really precarious. I'm always trying to push the materials and make things as thin as I can and light as I can, you know, and sometimes you just go too far.
Henderson says sometimes setbacks like this actually inspire artists to get creative. He says he's currently trying to find a way to make his work called The History of Aviation into an outdoor sculpture. It's a very lightweight piece made out of mostly foam, fiberglass, and fabric.
Well, how would I do that? How would I achieve the same effect of this sort of screen, which lets a lot of light through, in something more durable? And I haven't solved the problem. I haven't figured out how to do it yet. But, it is the kind of thing where at first you go, oh, geez, you know, that's just, there's, it's not going to work. You know, it's going to be really clunky and... But then, you know, you come up with something that does work and could really be something you hadn't thought of before and could be really good.
Henderson says, just like an old house, even art needs a little upkeep. You can see the new and improved version of David Henderson's The Thunderer behind the Dalton Center on Western Michigan University's campus. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.